This is Richard C. Hottle at CBS News. West Virginia State Police have now recovered 56 bodies from the wreck of a chartered airliner which crashed near Huntington last night with 74 people aboard, including 38 members of the Marshall University football team, 8 athletic staff members, and 28 other passengers and crew. Federal Aviation Administration investigators have found intact the DC-9's flight recorder and onboard tapes of the crew's radio conversations, and may be able to figure out why the plane, with an experienced pilot at the controls, should have crashed into a hillside just short of the runway on its landing approach. The plane, coming down in light rain and fog, apparently clipped the top of one hill in its path, then pancaked into another. The accident, the worst domestic air tragedy of the year, is also the worst involving American athletic teams. This flight, a round trip to Greenville, North Carolina, was the first time the Marshall team had flown to a game this season. On all previous games, it had gone by bus. Tony Sargent of CBS News at the Marshall campus reports that this dreary autumn morning fits the mood. A memorial service will be held this evening, but for now, except for official meetings, the campus appears to have entered a period of exhausted sleep. A tragedy whose dimensions stagger the imagination has struck the coastal region of East Pakistan.